Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator. In today's episode, I get to have one of my team members on, and I'm really excited for this conversation that Jordan and I are going to have with you guys. If you haven't noticed that throughout this month, we have had a lot of conversations around launching. That's strategic. I did that on purpose because it's August, and that means some of you guys are gearing up for fall launches. So I wanted to put some content out there that would potentially be really helpful for you guys as you are prepping for a fall launch. And so when I was thinking about who should come on the podcast to talk to us about this, I knew I wanted to bring Jordan on because she's one of my awesome project managers and she has done a lot of live launches with her clients. But before I get like way too far ahead of myself, Jordan, I would love for you to introduce yourself and just tell everybody listening a little bit more about you and your husband and your adorable dog and like all the things that are you.
Thanks, Kat, for bringing me on. I'm excited to be here and talk about all the live launch things. But first, a little bit about me. So I live in Harrisonburg, Virginia with my husband, Caleb, and our Silver Lab, Bill. And I actually joined the KS team almost a year and a half ago as a project manager. And so Kat was actually a mentor of mine. I'm a full-time wedding planner. And so that's what I do, you know, in addition to this, but Kat was my mentor when I got started originally almost 5 years ago, which feels really, really crazy to say. So yeah, that's how I got here and I'm excited to chat about live launches.
Cool. First of all, because I love like our connection. It is weird that we've known each other for so long. I'm like, wow, like the Lord is awesome. Look at that. But I think so much of the personality traits that you have as a wedding planner, like it like definitely applies to the project manager role that you have on the team and being, again, like that project manager for our clients and kind of keeping a pulse on all of the moving pieces and everything that's going on when it comes to not only live launches, but of course, like the other projects that we're working on with our clients.
Yeah, absolutely. That project management skill kind of goes into both of the realms, whether that's the digital project realm with our clients or, you know, a wedding with a couple and all the moving pieces that go together and being able to make sure that they happen. So I can definitely see it.
Yeah, I love it. So could you tell everybody when we say like project manager, and I know we just kind of hinted at like, you know, we're keeping a pulse on all the moving pieces and things like that. But I feel like the term project manager, we don't talk about it enough in like that solopreneur small business mindset. It's like more of a corporate title. So could you just give even just like this, like what's a day in the life of Jordan, like working with the team and like what does that look like being a project manager and like working with the clients on the agency side?
Yeah, definitely. It's very similar to, you know, a project manager, like in the construction world or, you know, something like that. I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. But, you know, we have multiple different clients, multiple different projects that are going on. And being able to really think through all of the different pieces that have to happen in order to make that project come to life, and being able to keep a pulse on, okay, where are we at in this project? Are we going to hit those deadlines that we need to make in order to bring this live on X date? And so working out, you know, a project plan that we build out with our clients for every launch, or just in general, what project that they're working on. And then being able to, you know, manage the team and seeing, okay, I've assigned this person this task, like, is that being done? Like kind of keeping a check on making sure all of the pieces are happening in the timeliness that they need to happen in order to bring it to life.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree that it is similar to like that construction world where they might be building like multiple houses or like doing all sorts of different things at one time and having to have really great prioritizing skills to figure out like, well, which one do we need to do? And I think that's what's been really helpful in like our working relationship with our clients, Jordan, because you and I have clients that are definitely visionaries, which all of our clients are visionaries, but you have a lot of clients that are like idea people. And we love them for it, but they'll just come up with new ideas. And like Jordan will have to be like, okay, but this is what you said last week, or like, this is what we're already working on. And so being able to confidently and kindly, you know, help steer the ship on what ideas are we taking charge on right now. So something that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode was that I wanted Jordan to come on because so many of her clients have done live launches. And now I should also put the little disclaimer that all of the project managers on the team have worked within live launches. I just immediately thought of Jordan in this role because of the capacity at which some of her clients have had live launches. We're going to have one of her clients, Erica and John, on the episode in a couple of weeks. And y'all, they did 4 live launches in 1 year. So when I say like just a lot of live launches, like Jordan has been there. She's been through all of those in terms of just being able to oversee a solid project plan when we're talking about live launches. I'm sure we have some visionaries listening to this episode who've never launched before, but maybe we also have some of you guys who are listening and you've launched, but you've just felt really, really stressed out. And you've kind of wondered like, gosh, is this how live launching always is? Like, do we ever get to just like have fun when we're live launching? And I do think live launching is really fun, but I think that you need to have a rock solid project plan in place so that you don't feel stressed out or you don't feel as stressed out, pending like your stress level leading into the launch. Jordan's been able to help so many of our clients with their live launches, and we've had live launches that didn't convert well, but we've also had live launches that have converted to over $100,000 in revenue. So when I say like run, like we've kind of like run the gamut of like multiple different styles of live launches and seeing a lot of different results within the live launches that we are hosting, like we've absolutely been able to have like an inside look behind the scenes on all of that. We have seen mistakes happen. Our team has made mistakes. Like we're not perfect. But with each and every launch that we've been a part of, we've been able to gather a lot of information around how to successfully see a launch into fruition. Something too that I want to make sure I mention, and then I promise I'm going to stop talking so you guys can actually like hear from Jordan on this episode. But something that I want to mention for this episode is we're not really going to dig into the strategy around a launch in this episode. We do love to help our clients through that. And there's obviously so much to say around various launch strategies. And the strategy is like the sexy thing to talk about when it comes to launches. And it's necessary and it's helpful, but it's kind of like right hand, left hand. Yes, you need to think through the strategy, but you also just need to think about a project plan and you need to make sure that you have a system in place so that all of the puzzle pieces of the launch can come together nicely and nothing gets forgotten. So that's really what I want to focus on today with Jordan is the overall project plan of a launch. So Jordan, I said I was going to stop talking. So now it's like your turn. When we're first meeting with a client who has said like, I want a live launch and we're like having this initial kickoff conversation with them, what are some things that we're talking with them about in that initial discussion to create a solid project plan?
Yeah, you know, from a high level, we are looking at identifying all the steps that they need to take in order to make that launch actually happen. So this is things like copy and texting and their marketing runway and, you know, actually the product itself. So we know visionaries have lots of big ideas. And like I said earlier, our job is to rein in and capture those ideas and build that into a realistic project plan to bring these ideas to life. So, you know, first we'll chat with them and, you know, gather a little bit more information on like the type of launch that they're looking for. Is this a shop sale? Is it, you know, a brand new product? Is it a live launch with a webinar? Is it a challenge? Or, you know, what kind of launch are they looking for? And depending on that launch type, you know, that depends on the different details that we're going to need from them. So we'll first gather a little bit more information on the type of launch that they're looking for. And then next we'll go in and we'll try to get a better understanding of what is already in place. So if it's a brand new product, usually nothing is in place. So we're building out, you know, from the ground up. Or if it's an existing product, you know, they might have sales pages. They might have, you know, the tech stack already in there. You know, they might have email copy or graphics or, you know, any pieces of those. So we try to get a better understanding of what is already in place. So that way we know what needs to be done in order to bring it to life. And then from there, we kind of narrow down some of those logistics, like, you know, what dates are we hoping to launch? What's, you know, the title of the launch or the webinar that you're hosting and the product? What are what is the pricing of this? What are your email preferences? Will we be running ads? Just getting a little bit more of the lay of the land in terms of, you know, what those logistics are around the launch. And then from there, we go in and create a project plan. So our favorite tool, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners know, is Trello. That's the tool that we use to do this. And so We'll create a launch board depending on, you know, how involved the launch is. For, you know, example, Erica and John, when we helped them launch their BPBA, which was a ground up launch, you know, we built out a brand new board and it had everything from, you know, the product creation to, you know, email copy and like Kajabi pieces and ConvertKit and, you know, all the different things. If it's, you know, something that's pre-existing and, you know, we already have, you know, some of the pieces, then it might be, you know, a list on a board or something like that. But we'll go in and we'll use Trello to create a launch board and we'll categorize all the to-dos that need to be done in order to go from start to finish. And then from there, we'll, you know, kind of backtrack. So if launch is this date, you know, what has to be done in what order, and assign dates and team members to those to make sure that nothing becomes unaccounted for.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, as you guys could hear listening to that, like there are so many things that we talk about, which I think that's why the project plan can feel paralyzing to some people, because you start to, it's like a domino effect. You think about one question and then all of a sudden three more questions are brought up because of that one question. So I just want to encourage you guys, like when listening to all of those things that Jordan like broke down, just start like a brain dump document and kind of go through some of those things. Like we love to project plan starting with when it's going live. Because that allows you to see like, okay, here is my runway of time. And so what then needs to happen? What are my due dates leading up to making sure that it can go live on October 1st or, you know, whatever the date is that you have decided is the live day. And so starting from there and then being able to essentially like check your box of like, okay, if this is when I'm launching, now what are all of the things that need to happen? It also allows you to be really realistic with yourself, because I'm sure I'm talking to some of you guys that are also very busy. Like you're not just working on your launch, like you're doing a lot of other things both in your business and in your personal life. So by looking at a full timeline like that, you can allow yourself to, as Jordan said, like dream crush a little bit of like, oh, okay, no, it's not going to happen by this day. Or in order for it to happen by this day, I'm going to be pulling some all-nighters. And like, that's not what I want to be doing right now. And so you can be realistic with what's on your plate, what's on your team's plate, and how you can move things around from there. In terms of how long something should take to plan for a launch, Jordan, I would love your thoughts on how long that runway should be.
Yeah, you know, it really depends on if you are creating a course from the ground up. That looks very, very different than if you already have a course or a product that is already ready to go. So when you're thinking about something that is creating a brand new product or course, again, it's dependent on how intricate and how large this project is, but usually we see 3 to 4 months. So for example, with that Erica and John launch that I mentioned earlier, we started, they had an idea and a vision for, you know, what they wanted that course to look like. And we did everything with them from, you know, helping John track his, you know, content creation to creating slides and, you know, all of the different pieces. So we literally started from nothing. And that took about just under 4 months, to get it from, you know, starting to launch. And then if you already have, you know, a course or a product ready to go, usually we can get something off the ground in 6 to 8 weeks. So this is, you know, the product's already done and you've done your part as the entrepreneur, business owner, and then our team is coming in to help you with that launch copy, the graphics, setting up the back end tech stack, those types of things, which really that 6 to 8 weeks gives you a good marketing runway, you know, as you're priming and warming up your audience to, be ready to receive that product when it comes live.
Yeah, that's a great point to also make sure you guys are thinking through, is that when we're looking at the project plan for the launch, it's focused on both operations and marketing. So like Jordan said, like we've done from the ground up launches. And of course, those are going to take longer because there's more work to do on the operation side of getting that product ready for market. But you also want to think about the marketing. And I personally have seen across the board, this is not one client specific or Jordan's client specific, it's all of our clients, honestly, the issue that I see the most prominent when it comes to launches is a client focusing too much on the operations and not enough on the marketing. Now, again, the operations matter. Of course, you want the content to be phenomenal. Like, you want your students to get the most out of the course or resource or whatever it is that like they are purchasing. So it's a good thing that you're spending so much time and our clients spend so much time on the operations, but we can't forget the marketing. And we have to have a solid runway on that top of funnel from the content that they're putting out, new freebies, like whatever it is that they're doing to get their audience ready for the product. And that's something that with some of our clients, we've definitely helped with. Like, I know, Jordan, you worked specifically with John closely on like this priming runway of how can we have some emails in place that are very strategic leading into the webinar launch.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's helping to prime your current list of, you know, getting them warm and, you know, identifying like, oh, like this is a problem like that I need help with, but kind of like leaving it a little bit open ended. And so when you do launch that product, like they're like, oh yes, like this is exactly what I needed to solve, you know, X problem. But then it's also, like you said, kind of looking at top of funnel, like, is there a new freebie that we can launch to, you know, start collecting more people on our list? Because, you know, the more people, the more conversions and, you know, all the things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, doing that and then, you know, tying that with ads as well is something that we are doing with some of our clients or, you know, working with their outside ad agency to be able to get more people in the door, you know, that are aware of, you know, what the project is looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, just to like hopefully help with the overwhelm, I do not want you guys to like end this episode to be like, oh my gosh, a project plan, like that feels terrible. We want you guys to feel excited. It might just mean that if you are a solopreneur or maybe you have, you know, one or two subcontractors on your team, like maybe your runway just needs to be longer. Like you need a little bit more time to prep all of those pieces because especially as Jordan said, if you're going from the ground up, like with one of our clients, that took us 4 months. But what she didn't say was that it was over 100 hours of work from our team in that 4 months. And granted, it was a huge course. It was it was massive and they worked so hard on it on the operation side. But again, not to scare you guys, but just to know like you need to be realistic with, okay, this is your team capacity. And do you need to just stretch out and say, maybe right now you're hearing this and thinking, okay, I'm definitely not going to be able to launch in the fall. You want to make sure that you're launching in Q1 and you want to have a 6-month runway instead of a 3-month runway. And that gives you more time on the operation side. And then of course, more time for the marketing and the priming leading into that launch.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be complicated, right? Like if you have a 6 to 8 week marketing runway, that's 6 to 8 pieces of content that, you know, if you send out something once a week, you know, 6 to 8 different topics that you can, you know, build out to, you know, prime that audience for the product that you're launching. So it doesn't have to be like you're putting out content every day, right? You know, it's, you know, maybe one email, maybe two emails if you're feeling ambitious, but, you know, one or two pieces of content a week, and then you kind of resurface it, you know, on your email platform and your Instagram and your social medias and, you know, all of those different locations.
Yeah, I love that. That's definitely smart to think through. Like simple can sometimes just be the best option. We've definitely had some very complicated launches as our client roster has grown. And those are always an adventure to like work through all of the tech glitches and like the things that are happening in those strategies. But especially if this is your first time launching, or maybe you launched it before and it just didn't go as well as planned, like I wouldn't change all the things about the launch plan. I would be simple and strategic with what it is that you're doing so that it fits with your capacity as well as what your audience is looking for. Can we, I feel like we've like shared so much, Jordan, which is awesome. I hope that this has been just helpful insight for people who are thinking about, creating their launch plan, like for the fall. I'd love to, like put you on the spot with this question. But if somebody is listening to this and they are a solopreneur or they have maybe a VA or like one or two, you know, smaller team members, they do not have the capacity to like work with our agency and have as many people working on a project plan for them. Like, do you have a tip? Something that they could do that just makes them feel proactive and like, okay, I'm going to launch this fall. I'm trying to make my project plan. Like, what would be something tangible that they could do leaving this episode?
Yeah. You know, one tip that I think would be really helpful and a really actionable step for people to take is go ahead and brain dump everything that create like a Google Doc and brain dump all the things that you want to do for your launch and build out a timeline from there. And then take a look at all of those things that you brain dumped and figure out like what is in your zone of genius. You know, if you are not good at designing and show it, is there somebody that you can outsource that task to? Or, you know, if you feel really comfortable writing copy, like go ahead, take that piece off of your plate or take that piece on. So that way you're working in your zone of genius and then figure out of those pieces, you know, what can you hand off to a VA or, you know, another team member or, you know, what can you outsource and find another small business owner to help you with. So I think that would be really, really helpful. Just brain dump. Obviously you can use like a Google Doc and be really simple there. Again, another shameless plug for Show It or not for Show It. Sorry. Another shameless plug for Trello, because that is a really easy. I'm especially a visual person, and so I kind of get lost in those Google Docs. So it's really helpful to see all of the cards on Trello, and you can move them and drag them and drop them, and kind of see the checklist. You know, light up green when you're done with that piece, and so that's been really, really helpful for me. And if you're, you know, a very visual person, it could be helpful for you. But figure out what are the tasks. What is in your zone of genius, and then outsource those things that, you know, you're not excited about or that you're really dreading. You know, you're not necessarily excited.
Yeah, I think that's the best tip that we can share right now, because as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, I think there's a problem that all of us have when it comes to any sort of new project. And it just, there's so many decisions and we get decision fatigue. So in a live mm-hmm. launch, you get decision fatigue because you're like, oh, well, I have to answer this one question. And then now I've got three more. And like all of these things are a domino effect and it gets really overwhelming really quickly. So people either put it off, hello procrastinators of the world, like we put it off and then all of a sudden you're 3 or 4 weeks away from your live launch and you're like, ah! And you're like trying to do all the things in this short time frame. And that's not healthy. That's not going to be the most productive. That's not going to give you the best result. So there's like that group of people that hopefully this will help if you can like look at things now. And then there's also those of you that maybe you are worried because financially you don't feel like you can outsource. You want to, but you don't feel like you can. And so that's again, where if you give yourself more time, you can set those due dates. You can grab that Show It template. You can watch that tutorial training and setting up the course in Kajabi. Like you can bootstrap. Like that's how I personally started in digital products. Maybe I shouldn't say that because of what I do right now with like doing this for other people. But I started by watching YouTube videos, by Googling at 2 a.m. and like bootstrapping all the things to figure it out. So like there is something within that entrepreneurial spirit that I know you guys can do that. And you've probably already done it in your brand a time or two. But just give yourself more time so that you're not trying to do that within the final days or weeks leading up to the live launch. This was awesome, Jordan. Thank you so much for sitting down with us today. And as Jordan said, like, of course, we're going to have that shameless plug to come and chat with the agency if you are looking at a live launch and you're interested in having support. We also have a brand new option available called a roadmap where you could book with Jordan, you could book with one of our other project managers to be able to sit down and go through what is your project plan. That's the purpose of the roadmap, is to sit down for an hour and just walk through your entire project plan so that you're leaving with a tangible, here's the Google Doc with all the things that you need to do. And now you can go and do them yourself. You can take them to your team, whatever you need to do there. So would definitely love to chat with any of you guys more about that. And we'll make sure that we link that in the show notes if you have questions about what that would potentially look like for your brand. So, Jordan, thank you for jumping on today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kat.
All right. Bye, guys. I'll talk to you all next week.